The music you are hearing right now, it has never been broadcasted before. It is from a new recording by the University of Nebraska at Omaha Jazz Band, their first official CD release in the program's history. Tonight at 7:30 p.m., the Strauss Performing Arts Center will host the public unveiling of this 2.5-year project, a collaboration with Latin Grammy winner Jose Valentino that almost didn't happen. Pete Madison has coordinated UNO Jazz Studies program since 2000. In his 26 years in Omaha, he's watched the city's jazz scene transform from overlooked to thriving. But this city represents something different, a unique institutional milestone that emerged from an offhand conversation with a visiting artist several years ago.
We've been doing a Latin jazz concert every fall for the past 5 years, and one of our guest artists for that a few years ago was Jose Valentino, who's a fantastic flute player and bass player and saxophone player. He's a Latin Grammy winner, and we played a bunch of his music at the concert we did with him, and it was actually his idea. He said, well, I've recorded hundreds of albums and produced albums, but I've never recorded a CD of my compositions with big band. He said, I want to do that, and I want the UNO Jazz Band to be the band to record my music.
What followed was an intensive process rarely experienced by undergrad musicians. Valentino spent nearly a week at UNO's state-of-the-art recording studio working 10 to 14-hour days with students. The 9-track featured not only Valentino on multiple instruments, but solos by UNO students themselves, each coached personally by the Grammy-winning producer.
The opportunity to do that, not only in an incredible professional-level recording studio, but to do it with a producer and composer and musician who has won Grammy, Latin Grammy Awards and Downbeat Awards and Global Music Awards. It was really a special project for the students, and we're super excited to perform the music from the CD with Jose Valentino as part of the CD release festivities.
Tonight's concert will feature 7 of the 9 tracks from the CD, plus one bonus selection not included in the recording.
Prior to the concert, we're going to open the doors early at 6:30 p.m. and play the CD in its entirety for a first listen in the concert hall, which has really great speakers, so it'll be a fun listening experience. And that'll actually be the first time that the students on the CD get to hear it.
The concert operates on a Your Choice model pricing. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. Those contributing $15 or more receive a copy of the CD. Madsen says that the public typically responds generously. Understanding these contributions help offset production costs while supporting student opportunities. The UNO Jazz Band performs tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Strauss Performing Arts Center, with doors opening at 6:30 for the city's first public play-in. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.